This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. United States, Britain, and Canadian officials have accused the Kremlin of being behind a massive ongoing cyber hack involving coronavirus vaccines and treatment. The hack is said to be aimed at stealing from Western pharmaceutical companies and academic institutions that are doing research on a vaccine and therapies. In a joint statement, the governments of all three countries said the hacking operation started in February and has been unrelenting ever since. Britain's National Cybersecurity Center issued the statement, which was coordinated with counterparts in the U.S. and Canada. Officials identified the Russian hacking group as APT-29, also nicknamed Cozy Bear, as being behind the hacks. Russian officials deny any involvement by the Russian state in coronavirus cyber hacking, saying Moscow's own vaccine plans are far advanced and claiming Russia could be the first country to roll out mass immunization. The accusation about the Kremlin-sponsored cyber attacks came just minutes after Britain's Foreign Minister Dominic Raab told lawmakers in the House of Commons that Russia had sought to meddle in last year's British general election. International leaders are reimposing restrictions or adding new ones as some countries and cities report their largest COVID-19 case increases yet. Australia has nearly 11,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 infections, that according to Johns Hopkins University's coronavirus tracker. The surge in new cases has been entirely located in Southern Victoria State, which reported 317 new cases on Thursday, its biggest one-day rise in infections. This is VOA News. The U.S. Labor Department says another 1.3 million U.S. workers filed for unemployment compensation last week. It was the 17th straight week that the number of benefit claims had dropped as the world's biggest economy struggles in the face of a surging number of new COVID-19 cases. However, the number of applications only dropped by 10,000 from the previous week. A total of 51 million workers have collected jobless benefits at some point in the last 4 months. President Donald Trump is attempting to quell reports of a rift between he and Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease specialist. President Trump also looked to distance himself from an op-ed written by his trade advisor, Peter Navarro, in the USA Today newspaper, in which Navarro says that he found Fauci has been wrong about everything he has interacted with him on. The president responding by saying Navarro made a statement representing himself. He went on to say that Navarro shouldn't be doing that. President Trump's statement came as the White House is seeking to tamp down a dispute between the president and Dr. Fauci over the best way to handle the outbreak of coronavirus in the United States. As the number of positive coronavirus cases continues to rise in the United States, several states are taking action to fight the virus. The states of Arizona, Florida, and Texas alone are reporting about 25,000 new confirmed cases. They're on the rise in Alabama, too. And it's Governor Kay Ivey is requiring the wearing of masks now. Florida is not mandating masks, but for the first time, Governor Ron DeSantis wore one Wednesday while speaking publicly. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt does not require masks. He rarely wears one, but Wednesday, he became the first governor to say he has tested positive for the virus. Officials in the British city of Bristol removed a statue of a Black Lives Matter activist on Thursday. It was placed on a pedestal once occupied by a monument to a 17th century slave trader. Well-known London artist Mark Quinn created the resin and steel likeness of Jen Reed, a protester, after demonstrators pulled down the statue of Edward Colston and dumped it in Bristol's harbor on June 7th. The toppling of the statue was part of worldwide protests of racism and slavery sparked by the May death of an African-American man, George Floyd, who had been held down for several minutes by police in the U.S. city of Minneapolis. Bristol Mayor Marvin Rees told the BBC the decision about what replaces Colston's statue must be made by the people of Bristol. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.